Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Studio G and the Discussions for Women in Leadership, where we focus on how the styles and principles of an Omega leader can influence leadership. We will be back with you shortly to start this week's show in just a few minutes.
Welcome, this is Laurie Beth Jones with our new guitar intro, and I am delighted this morning to have with us Tammy Heim. Her official name is Tamara Lynn Heim, and we were joking before the show about my name being Laurie Beth Jones and how we both only heard our full name used when we were in trouble, and we wonder how that has affected us professionally going forward. So welcome, Tammy.
Well, it's so good to be with you, Laurie Beth. Always a privilege to spend time with you.
Just a little bit of background on Tammy without going into her whole resume. She has ascended into leadership of, at one point you were running a $2.7 billion company, and she has gone from retail to publishing, and she has that spiritual Midas touch that whenever she's in an atmosphere or a company, whatever she turns her attention to thrives. And now she is in a new creative space, and we're going to talk about that. So again, welcome, Tammy. And just to let our listeners know, how did we meet? How did our paths intersect?
Well, actually, first we met by way of Jesus CEO. I had spent 22 years with Federated Department Stores, and I had my last years there, I actually had an executive coach that they were providing for me, and he had me reading lots and lots of books. Well, when the opportunity presented itself for me to leave, he had a hard time understanding why I was leaving, and it didn't make sense to him. But I just told him that I just really felt that this was an important time in my life. And as I was leaving, a friend gave me Jesus CEO. And while my coach had me reading lots and lots of business books, I read that one, and it so resonated with my heart and the kind of leader that I wanted to be, and just, really made that decision that Jesus would be my role model for leadership. So you met me in 1996, and then after a wonderful time in the book business, I went into publishing, and then lo and behold, I am with Thomas Nelson, and we are publishing you. So what a tremendous honor and privilege that was, and then to find our paths cross again on the National Board of Directors for Lead Like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so many good things were pointing in that direction, and it's just been a blessing in my life ever since.
And we actually reconnected through a tweet.
That's
which
correct.
Which
power
is a whole story
social
in
media.
Itself.
I know. One tweet, and we found each other again. So I think it was a divine tweet.
Yes, it was. That was a tweet heard around my world, that's for sure. So what we're talking about here is women of influence and leadership, and I wanted to read to you a brief few sentences that Shelley Buckner, who is president of the Laurie Beth Jones Company, wrote after spending a strategic consulting day with Tammy. This is what she wrote about you. She is a connector of people. She exudes a love and passion for taking people on a journey as if it was the only journey she has ever taken. She is present. She amazingly carries the strategy with grace. She holds the baton. She cradles the process while you are still processing. She has successfully triumphed. She is a warrior. She is Tammy Heim. I met with her today. How does that make you feel when you hear that?
Very humbled. Very humbled. And just grateful. It just reminds me just what we can do. I have to give God credit for that, and just having me in a place that, you know, He can use me in that way. And I think it's so good to know that you know, he is working through us. I'm grateful and very humbled. Such kind words, really.
I love where she wrote, she cradles the process while you are still processing. And that's my experience of you, too, that when we're together, whatever we're talking about, your focus and your ability to be present with that person is so amazing. And I think that's a real key to your leadership success. I just want to share about Tammy, talking about her in the third person, that if you met her, you would feel like you've known her all your life, like she could be your best friend, like you'd want to go on a whitewater rafting trip with her because she could carry the load and handle challenges with grace. And yet here she is, this dynamo powerhouse of a leader, and she's been being actively recruited by huge companies that all their names would be familiar to us, and yet she has chosen to be in a different space. Tell us about that space, Tammy.
Well, I think that we are in an interesting time. I often refer back to, in Esther, you know, you hear that term so often, you know, for such a time as this. And I remember different times in my career where people would offer that word of encouragement. And it really wasn't until, I left my last position that I just really started praying about what does such a time as this look like. And it really, you know, God just quickened to my spirit about the fact that that's a truth that's with us always. And, you know, as a Christ follower, as a leader, as an influencer in today, it's so important we understand what is this time that we're in. And so as I study how the world is changing and how communication takes place at the completion of a keystroke, that word and message is just traveling so quickly these days, and that through that and through social media and all the technologies that are available, we can just be instantly in places with people. So for me, it's really understanding what does all of that look like, not only from an economic standpoint, but what does that look like as a Christ follower, as a leader? When we can be in this space, how are we influencing and what are we doing to really make a difference?
Well, and I think that one of the things that strikes me about you and spending time with you is that you really take the energy of the moment and you link it to dog-hard research. I mean, I don't know if dog-hard is a word, but, you know, the bloodhound, and you casually mentioned in one meeting we had that you had gone through a 1,000-page survey and connected the dots between questions. And so you're not only present in the moment, but you're also doing the hard legwork and the research to be informed. And I love how you are constantly learning and attending seminars and webinars and staying really current. You know, one of the things that I'm thinking about as we talk about such a time as this and the challenges that we face is I've always been fascinated by spiders. And a lot of women scream when they see a spider, and I think that we really should study them, because the thing I love about spiders is that they make their living through their very own means. You know, that they, and if the wind destroys the web that they've woven or their income means, they don't just go into depression or, you know, say they're never going to work again, or they kind of ride the wind again and they find a new spot, and then they begin to create again from within themselves. And as you are hanging out in this space, tell us a little bit about maybe some of the choices that you've been offered and why you chose not to do them, if you can.
Well, I think there's probably a very strong correlation between what I've done in the past and just where I am in my life. You know, I often said that the 22 years that I spent in retail, it was great because it was, heavy with the service orientation. How do you identify customer needs? How do you meet them? How do you serve them? And then once I left that aspect of business and I went into more specifically book retailing, I was always energized by the fact that it wasn't just taking care of people's basic needs, but you were actually providing them with things that fed their minds, their hearts, and their souls. I mean, when we think about books, they change our lives. When we think about music, they transport us or they create new memories. So there was something very lovely and wonderful about what you could do for people in that space from a transformational standpoint. But then when I stepped into publishing, you know, it was taking that to another level. It was God-inspired message to meet the needs that people had, and the impact of that had an eternal consequence. So I think as I have gone through life professionally, you know, my profession has brought me closer and closer to the heart of God, and what does it mean to make a difference in this world, and how do you take the experience of the past and really put it on the altar for Him, in service to Him, to say, send me in this time. So I think that's where it is. When I think about, you know, big corporate opportunities, I'm just at a different place. If it's not transformational, if it doesn't have a kingdom correlation, I don't have the same kind of heart for it today. And so that's where I am.
I just love that. And for our listeners, Tammy was president of Borders Bookstores, the whole shebang, and then was head of publishing at Thomas Nelson. And she has been recruited by Walmart and Office Max and all sorts of big companies, because she plays with the big dogs. She knows those guys. And yet she's hanging out in a space. And I remember in our last time together in Nashville, one of the people had offered you more money. And, you know, you just said, it's really not about the money. It's how can I best use my gifts in a way that make a difference? And you're also blessed to have Dale, who's an incredible partner for you. And can you share some of the thoughts he shared with you when you were considering one position up in the Northeast?
Well, he had a lot of wisdom. I was, you know, the door was open, and I was like, Lord, I'm just going to walk through this door, and I'm going to see what's here. And Dale, I mean, we've been together since we were 16 years old, and we were married after we graduated from college. And we just have, I mean, he's a remarkable man. And he was quiet during that time, Lord Beth, which is unusual in that I usually always know where he's standing, and I just sense that something wasn't quite right. And so I sat down and I said, okay, I'm doing this, but I'm not feeling you completely with me. What are you processing? And he said, well, and he always knows what I always know best in my heart, right? He said, I just don't believe that God has brought you to this place to send you back where you've been. And that when I understand where we've been, I just think he has something in this next step. And again, it will draw us closer to him and closer to his work and his purpose. And it was one of those moments, Lord Beth, where typically you might say to yourself, well, okay, well, let's just really pray about this. But I just knew instantly. First of all, this is my husband, and he is the leader of our home, and I respect him in that space. And when he said it, I knew that it was true. So it was so easy. I just let go of that opportunity and said, no, I am confident in God's timing that he will get me exactly where he needs to be. And it's been remarkable. I mean, even our exchange and the things that you're doing and the things that you're working out and just how our lives have been able to intersect.
Mm-hmm.
And even my involvement on your new book that's coming out, Jesus Counselor. I mean, how timely is that that I'm in this space and you're writing a book, a God-inspired book, when there's millions of people today that don't have jobs, don't have positions, or graduating from school, not knowing what they're going to do. And here, God has inspired you to write this book for this time. And I just think it's incredible that somehow I get to be a part of that and connected to it.
Well, Tammy, we have just a few seconds left on the show, but the book she's referring to is Jesus Career Counselor, which is going to be out in May. Tammy, we are going to have an ongoing lifetime conversation, I know, and thank you so much for being on the show today and for all the help you give people. I know your motto is Love Splashes Back, and I'm so glad to be getting some of those splashes from you. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
All right. Blessings. Bye-bye. Bye.